It's next time.
This is great. It's summer now, so it's six and it's still light and I can come out here and record without being eaten alive by mozzies or being freezing cold. Anyway, hello. Welcome to this episode. This is going to be kind of a wild one. Yeah. Dream drama. Dream Twitter drama. If you're not aware, there's been a lot of it. And Dream really needs to just get off Twitter. Please, stop. He needs, a PR manager. Can you... He needs to just get off Twitter. He did say in a tweet, Elon Musk, drooling emoji. God, I love paying you money. It just feels so wrong, but so right. Hard eyes emoji, two hard eyes emojis, and I did a emoji face with love hearts. That's not that great, because, Elon Musk is a terrible person, so you just should not feel good for giving him money at all. So, basically, I've tried to gather as much information as I can, but the whole situation is very blurry. And for some background context, there are basically two sides to the Dream SMP fandom. Back in 2020 to 2021, these sides were quite merged, or there wasn't really that much of a divide between the two. Or you may be in both if you're one of those kids who are still stuck in that era. No offense. But since then, the two sides of the fandom have split, and the sides are it can blur a bit, but the main ones that people are, the sides that people are part of, are Dream Team fans / stans, which is, if you didn't know, Dream, Daughter Not Found, and Sapnap. And then there are the SBI side, which, Filza, Wilbursoot, and Tommy in it. And those are, the two sides. Because now they're quite different, especially because the very recent thing that just happened last week, I think, it'll be around a week ago or less when this episode comes out, that a bunch of people from the SBI side and other people surrounding that instead of the Dream Team side have unfollowed Dream on Twitter and for Phil on Instagram, because Phil doesn't have Twitter as of a few months ago. So yeah, basically, the other day, Tommy and Tubbo unfollowed Sapnap and Dream on most, if not all, of their accounts. And the reason why they unfollowed Sapnap as well is because Sapnap is involved with the streaming platform Kick. That's what he streams on instead of Twitch. He's now moved over to Kick, and Kick is controversial for a lot of reasons. Tubbo's done a whole rant about this, and Tubbo did say that he'd rather kill himself than join Kick, which gives you a bit of context. So Kick is also owned by Amazon, according to Google, which is same as Twitch. And also, according to Google, it has constantly belittled its streamers and treated them poorly. So, from the poor rates mentioned above, which is in an article, that's, yeah, to stringent? I don't know what that word is. Stringent? I don't know. Partner programs and benefits offered to only the top 1% of creators. So I'd assume Sapnap would be in the top 1%, or the top creators, as he is very well known. So I'd assume he gets, like, quite a bit of money from Kick, so that's probably not the reason why he, you know, he streams on there. But Kick is a very problematic platform because there's just, like, a really low censorship on everything. The community is incredibly toxic. Like, there's so much homophobia and racism, etc., on the platform. Like, there's a lack of, there's just a lack of safety guidelines. Yeah, many of the live streamers on Kick mark their content as being only suitable for 18 plus, but there's no age verification system, just a pop-up advising mature content. All the viewer has to do is click a button stating that they're over 18 and they'll be allowed in to watch. So, you know, that's not great. Oh, yeah, so in one oversight allows users to impersonate one another via chat messages, while another allows people to upload malware. The upload system is meant only to allow images, but Kick didn't implement it correctly. That was recent, by the way, that report. So that may be still in place. That was reported, like, that article was written the 24th of August this year. So, yeah. Yeah, it contains tons of toxic live streams. Yeah, though Kick has some community guidelines, the platform is far from acceptable for people under 18 years of age. Circling back, yes, a lot of content creators unfollowed Dream on one day, like, after each other. So Tommy and Tubbo did it. And then Rambu did it. And then Phil, Foolish, Amesy, and Charlie Slamsicle. Which resulted in a lot of memes. Like, look, only Dream SMP fans will get this, but I'm sorry, Dream, but you should have paid me more. So, as, like, everyone knows, Dream face revealed, like, a while back, and then lost subscribers because everyone thought he was ugly. Like, what were you expecting? He's just an average white guy. And then he lost followers. Well, yeah, he lost subscribers as well because he discontinued Minecraft Manhunt. And before everyone unfollowed, this is going to be really messy. Like, there's, like, a lot of points, but they're going to be kind of all over the place for this episode, so sorry about that. Anyway, so, like, the day before everyone unfollowed him on, like, Twitter and Instagram for Phil, Dream, like, said on stream, back when Tommy and I were still friends, and then cringely laughs, revealing that they're not friends anymore, which the internet panicked about for a while, like, you know, and then he unfollowed him the day after. And if those guys unfollow Dream, you know something's up, okay? You take their word for it. You take Phil's of Minecraft's word, okay? If he unfollows Dream, you know he's done something. And he most certainly has, let me tell you. Everything's kind of very shady at the moment, but I can outline some things that I do know for certain. And by the way, someone else noticed that Dream used to have, like, 1 million followers on Spotify, but lost almost 200,000 recently. As mentioned in Pinely's video, which you can go check out on this topic, if you want, Dream doesn't know how to be famous. one of the things that I do know for certain around the situation that he has done that is, like, bad, that's, like, obviously confirmed, you know, is that smaller accounts, like small fan accounts, make tweets, like calling him out for his actions, which is still kind of shady. The internet's really not giving me much on what exactly he's done, you know? It's still not completely cleared up. But he gets, smaller accounts, tweeting about, you know, Dream's action, rightfully calling him out for things. And then Dream, a person with millions of followers on, like, Twitter, goes and, like, quote tweets them and responds to them. And then his massive following, his massive hardcore stans, go and find that the accounts and then dox them and harass them. And then, like those accounts, like, forced to private, and it's, like... Yeah, his fans just go and attack them for, like, daring to call out their controversial streamer. So here's an example of this happening. So it's Dream replying to a tweet from a smaller account, and the name of the person of the account is, like, scratched out, but it's so easy to be able to find them still, you know. So the tweet that Dream's replying to is cut off, so you can't see some of it, but it basically says, "It's always the same with Dream. He does slash says something awful. Someone rightfully calls him out on his downright horrible actions. He responds to them on his massive public platform. His fandom says immense hate and doxes them." And then, like, the cutoff bit says something along the lines of, "And then he'll preach kindness once the whole thing's blown over." And Dream's response to this was, "I've misused my platform on plenty of occasions and blew up too quickly for my own good." Okay, dude. This is not that. "I will preach kindness, but I'm not being unkind. This isn't drama." The tweet had said nothing about it being drama. "This is serious stuff with serious implications. It's more than reasonable for me to engage." And, like, you did exactly the same thing that person was telling you not to do. You literally responded to their tweet saying, "Hey, can you stop responding to people, to smaller accounts' tweets?" And then this poor person... You know what? They get immense hate and dox, you know? Because it's not... Even if you scratch out the name, it's really not that difficult for, like, people to find you. If, like, they have a little screenshot of the tweet and, you know, they can just... You know, just find it. It's, like, if it got enough traction to be, like, replied to directly by Dream, then it's going to be, like, a well-liked tweet, you know? So it's... Yeah. Dream is also known for getting weird with his fans and, like, defends and supporting their stan worship of him. Dream also constantly contradicts himself with so many of his tweets, starting with, "I don't want to get involved with any drama," but then pulling more crap and going for four paragraphs repeating the same stuff that gives us nothing. So, the main controversy with Dream is that around last year, he was accused, like, multiple times by different people, of grooming minors, so, like, underage girls. And if you don't know what that means, it's similar to the toxic gossip train situation, but with less ukulele and a little less undeniable proof. Yeah, so basically, he just allegedly inappropriately texted minors, like people under 18. Yeah, this caused, the news immediately brought on a lot of backlash from a large segment of his followers, causing Dream is a Freak to I'm sorry, I can't speak very well at the moment. I just woke up. And I also just had a coffee and burnt the roof of my mouth with it. So, anyway, causing Dream is a Freak to briefly trend on Twitter. Sorry. Basically, there's a lot more context to this that will gradually be explained throughout the rest of this. But yeah. He did handle the situation really badly and, like, waited an entire year and, like, well, it's been, he, like, never properly addressed it, you know? Other content creators who are accused immediately speak up and clear up allegations. And then the streamer Bad Boy Halo spoke up recently, like, defending Dream. Basically saying, oh, yeah, allegations, not true. Don't accuse people of doing that. I think, you know, you should accuse people of doing that if they did do that to you, because, you know, that's pretty messed up. Yeah, you know. Don't accuse people of doing that. Well, if they did it, you know, probably should. Apparently he's also, like, some of the internet saying he's racist and misogynistic as well. I'm, like, not entirely sure about that. I don't really have any background information on that. And Dream always apologizes for stuff he's done and then does it again, you know? But most of the other content creators, when they do something bad, they apologize and then they don't do it again, you know? But then, you know, he doesn't do that. Here's a quote from Cookie Jugs on Instagram, talking about the Dream situation. I trust actions over words, because when you keep saying I'll do better, yet you keep doing the same crap and repeatedly apologizing, it becomes hollow and worth nothing. That is the main difference between Quackity and Dream. So basically, Quackity's done some stuff in the past, but he has apologized, but also he was a teenager and he has apologized and, like, not done it at all ever again. Show that you'll do better through your actions. Apologies are meant to be upheld. Bare minimum is not repeating that mistake. But no, not being racist or a piece of crap is hard for Dream, apparently. And then, for another controversy that happened, like, at the start of this year, there was that whole USMP / QSMP thing with, basically, Quackity announced his server QSMP, which is a multilingual server that unites languages together, and it was first announced to be both a Spanish and English Minecraft SMP, so survival multiplayer with, like, Spanish streamers and English streamers. And then the United SMP, or the USMP, was announced, and that was also meant to be a multilingual server run by Dream this time instead of Quackity, with a bunch of streamers from who spoke different languages, like English, Spanish, Korean, French, I think. I can't remember exactly. Anyway, that was announced, but they announced it, like, on Twitter at the same time and, like, had the same ideas. Like, they both had live translation. Basically, Quackity server, QSMP, has now taken off and it's really popular, and also now it was also later announced that it included more languages So not just English and Spanish. It now has English, Spanish, Portuguese and French, and will probably possibly have more in the future. And it's obvious that Quackity has worked really hard on his server, because even just the promotional videos on Twitter, like, there's animations, everything is really well done. And the USMP looks really similar, but apparently, like, Dream was like, okay, you can do yours or whatever. I'm not really sure, but, like, yeah, the USMP thing kind of died off, and now the QSMP is really big. So basically, they both had the same idea. And Quackity's, you know, a Mexican man trying to unite his communities with English and Spanish friends. And then also, oh, why not some others from other countries as well? Yeah, there was a lot of racism and xenophobia that a lot of people in color and stuff face in the community. So Quackity wanted to make a safe space for them. And Dream, a white, only English-speaking man, also apparently had the same idea. There are, like, full-on essays that Dream has written on Twitter about the QSMP / USMP situation. And his priorities are obviously a bit skewed if he writes responses with, like, 400 words about the QSMP-USMP situation and didn't with the grooming allegations. Here's a comment on Pinely's video on this, or like around this topic. I don't believe Dream ripped Quackity off, but I 100% think Quackity has showed a ton more passion and love for this concept than Dream ever could. As a Mexican-American myself, this server is so damn cool. The QSMP versus USMP thing will always be a little weird to me, because why would Dream have any real interest in creating a multilingual server besides as a way to say, hey, look, I care too. Quackity is bilingual and has two large audiences, one that is a Spanish-speaking community and another that is an English-speaking community. It makes way more sense for Quackity to be devoted to trying to marry the two audiences and do something that is good for both sides. That's also another comment on Piney's video. I think a super important bit of context for Quackity and some other of Dream's friends beginning to drop him is the treatment he gave some of the members of Dream SMP. Reportedly, I've only heard this through word of mouth, so I could be totally wrong, he would rarely communicate lore events, taking literal months to respond to questions about the plot when he was the main big bad of the server, and would sleep through events he was supposed to take part in, resulting in people like Quackity not being able to fully finish the stories they'd been planning out for months. In addition, QSMP was something Quackity had been talking about doing for a long time, and given the launch of the server, which was complete with a fully built opening area, announcement videos, timed events, and fully animated cutscenes, had clearly taken a long while to put together. Dream's server got announced maybe a month or so after QSMP's launch, which I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that's true, like the month or so bit. Yeah. I'm not exactly sure about the dates, but they were the announcements were very close together. To which there was radio silence on when it would actually happen afterwards. There was also clips from a multilingual event that both Dream and Quackity participated in which Dream showed little to no interest in attempting to communicate with the non-English speakers, making this claim of his that this was a passion project all the more suspect. I've got no stake in the game, I'm not a super fan of either creator, but from the outside looking in, it does definitely feel like USMP was an attempt to capitalize on the success that the QSMP had gotten. And I think Quackity's patience was beginning to wear a little thin, from both the blatant copying of an idea he'd clearly had in the works for months, and the crap show that was the Dream SMP near the end. Hence him ghosting Dream. Yeah, he did. Dream has talked about Quackity not responding to him a lot of the time when he tried to talk to him about the QSMP / USMP situation. Another comment, by the way.
the funniest thing about Dream's quackity meltdown to me is the fact that he seems to think the split is genuinely over their similar servers. Sorry. Quackity's been radio silent ever since the grooming allegations. Sorry. The grooming allegations came out, and I think he probably sees quiet separation as the best way to go about severing his relationship with Dream. Him not responding to a light-hearted conversation prompt between friends makes no sense under the circumstances Dream's presented, but 100% does if you're viewing it as a guy who learned his former friend is a dangerous craphead and is now trying to avoid any further interaction with him. Here are some more comments I just want to add because I think they're quite funny. Dream's career is like some scenario I'd make up when I'm struggling to fall asleep that would make me really anxious. Dream is like that kid at another child's party who needs a sympathy gift because he can't stand anything not being about him. Here's a tweet from Dream responding to another smaller account, but this time the smaller account is supporting him. This smaller account says, "Do you feel like any of the creators in this space blindsided / let you down at all? I feel like there's been times where we see you close to certain people and then the next minute they're talking awfully about you / making unwarranted jokes." And then Dream responded to that saying, "Not really. I've been upset with things people have said, sure. But at the end of the day, I'm pretty reasonable and understand that everybody is the hero in their own story. It's rare somebody is actively being evil. I'm not close with many people. TBH, always keep a tight green circle emoji." And then another controversy that happened. Yeah, you won't believe it. There's more. Is this one's very recent, actually. This happened, like, the other day. At the time of recording this, this will go out on the same day as recording this now because I've been, yeah, anyway. There's beef between Gumball Waterson from the show The Amazing World of Gumball, his voice actor, and Dream. Dream was, like, out with the voice actor for Gumball Waterson, whose name is Nick Cantu, by the way. Junkie Janker. Who's, like, voice acted a lot. Dream was out with him. And basically, he did some really bad stuff. And then, Dream posted on Twitter about it, and also shared the private DMs that Nick, the voice actor, sent to him, just like sharing all of the private DMs of Nick apologizing for hitting Dream. Dream accused him of just being incredibly violent, while drunk / high and, like, saying slurs and stuff and just being inappropriate. This was a response tweet to Dream's post from a smaller account, before more stuff on this situation was revealed, so keep that in mind. And it basically says, "The fact that he could pull up the DMs for petty Twitter drama but couldn't for serious grooming allegations tells me all I need to know. If Dream knew he was right about the grooming, he would have impulsively shown it as a comeback to a random Twitter account already, but he hasn't." And then basically the other day, Dream posted a video of Nicholas Cantu, voice actor from of Gumball, Diego from Dora, and, something from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, being homophobic, anti-Semitic, I didn't really know how to say that, sorry, ableist, and threatening to kill me, everyone. and then shows a video of it on Twitter. This is a tweet from a smaller account. Not even an ounce of the same effort to address your allegations. Priorities? Get back to work. This is messed up. And no one should be siding with Nicholas. But also, stuff for you for holding onto this information until it benefited you to share it. You're not any better than him. Yeah, keep in mind, when Dream posted that, those private DMs from Nick in a previous tweet, he had that video the whole time, and he didn't share it until it benefited him. And this is another tweet about it. People who expose other people for being bigots just because they did something bad to them ain't no better. You kept being friends or knew they were being bigoted and you still kept that information. So also Nick was being inappropriate to an Uber driver as well as Dream. And, keep in mind, Nick was also, very drunk/high at the time. And he's 20. He's, under the age of 20. Also, this was, I think this, the video was also recorded a while ago. And then he only recently posted it and let the world know about it. So he had that information for, a while. Yeah, it says, this incident was around 2 years ago, which I'm not sure how liable that information is. But anyway. Yeah. So, he let someone under the age of 21 get drunk enough to say all that messed up, stuff that he did. And then someone else responds with that. I'm like, right, why were you chilling in the Uber and letting someone who's not even old enough to drink get really drunk and then pull out a camera to record it for later blackmail purposes? And then someone else responded to that, well, while giggling in the back seat, mind you. This is also @cookiejugs on Instagram's response. This is genuinely so disgusting and weird as hell to do. Stuff can't do for saying all that crap. But you're telling me you let someone who's underage get high as crap and drunk as hell, and instead of stopping him, you pull out a camera and start recording the crap he's doing and he's saying and doing. This incident was around 2 years ago too, so he was barely of legal age and doing these drugs and getting drunk. You are disgusting, dude. This doesn't make you look any better. You only recorded for a comeback. So, yeah. I think that's all the information that I have. I'm sorry, this is a half an hour episode. Because there's a lot of stuff that Dream's done. Yeah. Wow, that's everything, I believe. Well, I'll see you next time.